This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
Okay, my friends, we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Monday, the 18th day of December 2017. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got an overload of people today. It's going to be amazing. Roger Stone with breaking news in studio next segment. We then have the Lieutenant Colonel from the Marine Corps on, who first broke that Fast and Furious was being directly run out of military bases, not just out of gun shops. That was the low-level cover, that it was just a sting program gone bad. That was nothing. That was just retail, part of an operation to blame gun owners, so they wanted some retail arms shipped into Mexico. It was U.S. Army, U.S. Marine Corps, heavy weapons, anti-tank weapons, full auto machine guns, light machine guns, heavy machine guns, battle rifles. And then drugs were also given to Hezbollah, it's also ISIS, to be brought back in and then to buy more guns. That was all Obama. It's in Politico today. We broke it over a year ago. So that is coming up as well. This is so bombshell. And the entire FBI Clinton operation is now coming down. So Scarborough and the Democrats are now going directly to their day of rage that the Antifa groups that we broke yesterday called for. We told you yesterday the mainstream media will now call for rage in the streets. Holder has called for people to hit the streets. So is Scarborough, claiming that Trump's going to fire Mueller. Not even true. But again, we're going to let Mueller just fry out there in the wind as all of these emails come out about he and McCabe fixing the whole thing. So that's coming up. But first, I want to play this special report here, or at least part of it. This is MSM covers it up while InfoWars breaks it. So here's part of a report with John Bowne. We are able to force things out that the media is already sitting on. Remember Roger Stone and others broke here 2.5 months ago that McMaster was at a particular restaurant, particular place, and who he was with, and that he said, oh, I just got off the phone with that idiot moron. Hey, all he can do is use Twitter. He's so stupid. I'm afraid he's going to blow the planet up. And that McMaster was a slob and drunk. Now, we knew the New York Post sat on that. The New York Times sat on that. We were given it because they sat on it. And then 2 months later, 2.5 months later, it broke. What, 2 weeks ago? Exactly as we said, at the very restaurant, all of it confirmed.
McMaster went to dinner with a CEO executive from Oracle, Safra Katz. Katz is widely admired in the business community and was being recruited as a possible chairman for the president's intelligence review board. McMaster became exceedingly inebriated, according to the report I have received, and during the dinner took a phone call from the president, at least having the good sense to step away from the table. But when he returned, he went into a diatribe about his boss. He described the president as a dope, said that he couldn't think beyond 140 characters, that he couldn't understand any complex issues, and that the idea of Trump with his hands on the nuclear football was inappropriate or scary. He said it just is scary. And that his view is his job was to save Trump from blowing up the world.
McMaster, as I started out in April, he started purging anybody who was remotely America First to anybody who actually cared about America. He had said that we need to get rid of all of the Trump people and bring in Obama holdovers. And then he said you can't even call people Obama holdovers. So right now we are in a war for the future of our nation, and McMaster is the greatest national security threat facing America.
That's our job, is to not get the attention or even be praised for what we do. It's to force the media to cover it. That's our real power. Because before, they could cover stuff up like that forever. They could cover up a Monica Lewinsky or Chinese missile secrets, you name it, if whistleblowers went public, because there wasn't a DrudgeReport.com to put it up. Like back with Monica Lewinsky. McMaster trashed Trump in private dinner. MSM breaks story. InfoWars broke months ago. There's Dan Lyman's article from November 21st. And you can scroll down into the article and actually click the original. InfoWars broke the story. Report, McMaster late. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Some of my colleagues at Trump Tower just a few minutes ago, there's a little optimism here.
No one thought it was going to be this close at this point. Trump can still win this.
Today we have another state to project it. It's the state of North Carolina, big battleground state. It's going to Donald Trump.
I was actually ready to go to bed, and then I started seeing the Electoral College come in, and I'm like super psyched.
This is going to be a very close election.
I'm seeing these late-breaking trends. This could hand Trump the presidency. Folks, this is not by any means over.
I think there's some real jitters setting in Clinton headquarters right now.
Well, the scene here is so different than it was a few hours ago when people were happy and relaxed.
This is most unexpected.
Certainly is a huge, huge surprise to so many people out there.
I think we all thought it couldn't happen, that he couldn't do what he did, and guess what? He may just do it.
Donald Trump has taken the lead. He has 216 electoral
votes. This is clearly the beginning of the end for Hillary Clinton's campaign.
He is pulling ahead of Hillary Clinton. You see it right there.
The number of groups who are likely feeling real fear right now. You've got women, immigrants who have been threatened by Donald Trump with deportation.
How do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country?
America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion. And I mean literally crying.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and you're tuned in to InfoWars Live. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, is here with us to cover so many big breaking stories, but obviously most of people's attention is turned towards the 76 people that have been transported to the hospital. No numbers yet on any dead. We hope, well, they're saying three dead after Amtrak train derails from Bridge onto Interstate 5 near Olympia. 70 plus transported, people still hanging from the rail cars. It crashed over a broken part of the bridge and went down into the interstate highway, crushing vehicles under it. And as I've said thousands of times, I've had family members that have asked me to go on these trains, these scenic trains. And I said, not on U.S. rail beds. Never. They are amongst the worst in the world. Our infrastructure has been purposefully, for 50 years, absolutely shut down. This is just incredible to see this unfolding. Multiple fatalities, scores injured after Amtrak train plunges off the bridge onto I-5. So that is happening, obviously. We're about to have something really plunge off a bridge, and that is the Democrats want to get days of rage, protest against Trump, claiming that he scuttled the Russia investigation and is about to fire Mueller, and that he's simply exposing that it's a fraud and having the emails that was a Democrat operation and based on a fraudulent dossier that the wife of the head of the Justice Department got paid to create, and all this collusion, they are saying that they want days of rage, that they want people in the streets, that they want all of this happening. Scarborough slams Fox News for fomenting a constitutional crisis could lead to violence. Meanwhile, Trump says he's not firing Mueller, but they just keep coming back over and over and over again saying, yes, you are, yes, you are. Now, Roger early on had said it's a fraudulent investigation. Presidents can't do this. Do it. For the last 3 months, he's been saying, well, or 2 months, no, he should have a special counsel to expose Mueller. Well, now Congress is actually looking at that, so you've trailblazed there. But you told me this morning, now more than ever, Trump does not need to fire Mueller because the conspiracy has been exposed. I'm surprised they were arrogant enough to have FBI minutes, memos, emails, text messages with McCabe, who was deputy director at the time. This is simply incredible that they were this bold.
Alex, it's really extraordinary. Mueller's public credibility continues to crumble. The emails, the campaign contributions, the interconnection of the rabid partisans who are working for him. As his credibility continues to erode, the president's options, I think, continue to expand. Now, were the president to fire Mueller, you'd have the immediate analogy to the Saturday Night Massacre, Nixon's firing of special prosecutor in Watergate, Archibald Cox, and the left would get what they want. Firing Mueller is unnecessary. If Mueller has indicted Flynn, if he indicts the president's son-in-law on some phony obstruction of justice or perjury charge, the president has the option now of pardoning both of them. The president needs to ignore his lawyers when they tell him that he has no authority to direct the actions of the Justice Department. He does. The Justice Department is an extension of the executive branch. He can order Jeff Sessions. He can call him right now and say, I order you to appoint Andrew McCarthy or Andrew Napolitano or Trey Gowdy or Rudy Giuliani as the special counsel to look into Uranium One. And if Sessions cannot do that or will not, he must step aside. There's nothing improper on that. And once Mueller and Comey and McCabe and Rod Rosenstein himself, who was the supervising U.S. attorney in Uranium One, are under investigation. They cannot go forward investigating.
And you've got Mueller killing Uranium One. I mean, these people literally are in a criminal conspiracy. And it's not just me saying that now. It's all these Trey Gowdy, Jim Jordan,
Matt Gaetz, Ron DeSantis. These guys are heroes. They have courageously gone where the established Republicans will not go. This whole idea.
And they're freaking out. The Democrats are mad that this Return America movement, Return Our Sovereignty Back to America movement, won't back down. They are naked crooks with fake dossiers openly saying we're going to stop the president and remove him with made-up crap. It's a frame-up. It's a conspiracy. It's just like SJWs that get caught putting swastikas on their dorm rooms. You have been caught, scum, and they are freaking out. But I think we're at the maximum moment of danger here, Roger. You got Scarborough and all their talking points saying we're just going to overthrow Trump. We're going to get violent. Hashtag hunt Republicans. So these bullies, just like we're some intern that gets our brains bashed out, I guess, these bullies just think that they're going to tell us to fill our hand.
Well, it's a different wing of the same operation. You were the first one to call this. This is like the elites. That's Mueller and the lawyers and the insiders. And then they have their street thugs financed by Soros and others. So they intend to foment a revolution.
And Eric Holder has said hit the streets. So it's all coordinated.
Well, the problem is we're saying hit the streets. We're telling patriots, no, object. Do not allow them to take our president down in a coup d'etat. Here are the facts. This is a partisan hit squad. This is a coup d'etat. This is an illegitimate takedown of the president, not based on evidence and law, but based on animus and hatred and fear that he is challenging the two-party duopoly in the established order. I have said last week that I think the course is clear, Alex. Mueller is going to indict the president in some phony process-related charge, obstruction or perjury. His lawyers are walking him into that, either out of naivete or because they're in on it.
And he needs to put the special counsel in now so that Mueller has to recuse himself to draw attention to the wrongdoings and give that a new focal point.
But I say this out of loyalty and support.
By the way, Jim Jordan now agrees with you. So you are the progenitor of the idea of the special counsel. Some are saying, no, we need to let the inspector general do it. Why suddenly have we seen good moves by the Inspector General and the releasing of these emails and things that show the criminal conspiracy?
I think the Inspector General is a good actor. I think he's doing his job. I think that the abuses are so glaring, the partisanship is so glaring, that he's doing his job. And
this is like cuckoo land, like Hitler sitting over the Nuremberg trial. I'm not just saying that. We have them saying, we are frauds, we are liars, we're going to stop the president, we're Democrat operatives. They all help cover up Clinton crimes on the Russians. They are covering up by accusing Trump of their crimes at the same damn time.
But let's recognize that the president's lawyers, first they told him he would have a letter clearing him from Mueller at Thanksgiving. And then it was Christmas.
And now it's a new meeting.
And then it was January 1st. And now it's February 1. I think that new meeting is going to be shocking to them. There will be no letters clearing the president. In fact, I think it is very likely that Jared Kushner will be indicted in regard to the Flynn matter once again for a perjury regarding underlying legal activities.
Process,
because they don't have anything else. And that brings it one step closer to the president. Kushner's done nothing wrong.
But now they're panicking because the fake investigation has been blown sky high. They're panicking, and now they're going to the final thing, riot the streets, 25th Amendment.
Exactly. That's plan B.
Man, I've got to brag. We have called this with total precision. But I guess we've read hundreds of history books about coup d'etats and these operations.
No. We're conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
Wait and see.
Yeah. We'll be right back with the calls for fomenting revolution by the left. Then they're going to blame it on us. Stay with us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can. Because a special opportunity opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Coming up, Lieutenant Colonel Smith Meck will be joining us, who exposed Obama shipping guns to Hezbollah and ISIS. Obama went ahead and shipped the next shipments, and that really made the military angry. I mean, yeah, Lieutenant Colonel's going public while they're active duty. That is just wild. This is now in Politico. It's just huge. We got to think about the folks. At least three dead. Now it's saying 80-something taken to the hospital on a supposedly faster Amtrak train, I guess, where it goes like 80 miles an hour instead of 40. Of course, you know, the Japanese have them going 250, and so do the Germans, but we don't update our railways.
But we spend millions in taxpayer dollars subsidizing Amtrak.
Billions.
Billions.
And so, new nice fancy cars, but not a road. So there it crashes into I-5, killing a bunch of people on the ground. And I literally was just telling family recently, don't go on that scenic route. Don't get on an Amtrak. I mean, you're really putting your life in your hands.
Not safe. It's not safe.
They're blowing up and crashing all the time.
Yeah, despite the fact that we've subsidized Amtrak and it continues to lose money hand over fist.
We need new rail beds.
We need private enterprise.
I agree. Well, I come from a railroad type family on one side, and I mean, they just grew up talking about this and all the rest of it. I mean, our railroads have fallen apart. Let's pray for the folks that are fighting for their lives right now. But they tell you it's safe and great to get on these, and I think it's insane. We also have just so much huge news. I want to get the Scarborough article, and I want you to ride shotgun with us here throughout the next interview that's coming up. But, Roger, before we play the Scarborough piece, I mean, Plan A was keep him from getting the nomination and then trying to keep him from being seated as president. Now they tried to sabotage the agenda. Now they tried to have the fake Mueller. That's blown up. So now they're going right to the final piece that was rioting in the street and violence and calling for the 25th Amendment to take place, which you first exposed.
You know, I think if Mueller shoots and misses, which is now growingly probable because he's so exposed, he's so naked in terms of his partisanship and the rabid nature of the takedown plan, then the establishment will move to Plan B, which is a 25th Amendment takedown based on the fact that the president is allegedly non-compos mentis. He's nuts. He's crazy. I've talked to him. He's sharp as a tack. He's exactly the same as he was 40 years ago. So I see no deterioration whatsoever. But you see Joe Scarborough, Don Lemon, Senator Robert Corker, and others, the misfit Keith Olbermann with this meme. He's nuts. He's crazy. He's around the
bed. But you're now willing to not give sources. Back at the first time you said this 8 months ago, you said, we're not going to give sources. You said when the female stuff fails, when the Russia fails, they're going to say he's mentally ill early onset. And you talk to major writers at major papers who've been in the editorial meetings where they talk about, just like Veritas caught it on tape, the whole Russia thing's bull. Yeah. What are we going to do? People aren't buying it. And they say, don't worry, 25th Amendment, we're going to say he's mentally ill and has Alzheimer's. You have that from sources. You didn't just imagine that.
No. And look, I spoke to a Trump cabinet member this weekend, and I asked them point blank, has there been any discussion about possibly removing the president under the 25th Amendment? Has anybody spoken to you about that? Poker-faced. Just poker-faced. That's how I knew that I was right. Now,
Now they're saying it.
Well, we've tracked Senator Ben Sasse talking about it. We've talked Jeb Bush talking about it. We have talked. We know that Nick Ayers, a high-level aide to Vice President Pence, got busted leaking anti-Trump Russia information. They made Mark Lauder, the press secretary, take the fall, but it was Ayers. So, and we know now that Mike Pence did demur, according to Jennifer Jacobs of Bloomberg, in that episecond when the Billy Bush tape dropped. And the Republican,
he hung up on the president.
And the Republican National Committee and Reince Priebus were contemplating a move to remove Trump as the nominee and replace him with Pence.
We have come within millimeters of not having this American rebirth, and the people expect it to be perfect. He's totally surrounded. Here's Bloomberg admitting that all the major cabinet people basically lie to his face and are blocking everything he's trying to do, but just the little bit he's got through, things are surging back. I mean, if they're able to deep six the economy, it's on their chest.
No question about it. Look, this is the downside of appointing a cabinet of establishment Republicans. This is the downside of not surrounding yourself with people who don't have your back. No, there's a few standouts. There's a few loyalists, Wilbur Ross at Commerce, Linda McMahon, and so on. But by and large, you have establishment quislings, people.
And Trump just thought, like in business, hey, if I bring you in and you have the expertise and I'm the executive, you're not going to hate America, you know, against its own prosperous and your own. Yes, they are ideologues that were hired to begin with by the globalists because they hate America. They have an existential lust of defeated and mounted on the wall because they're little beta cup garbage.
Well, and one opens the door to another. So you hire a Rex Tillerson, and the next thing you know, Condoleezza Rice is running the place. And all your assistants...
But it is good news that Habib Powell got jettisoned out the airlock.
Yes, I think so. Clearly, she got caught leaking, and they had to bounce her. But McMaster will pace her with another globalist, with another Council on Foreign Relations member. The president thought, and this isn't naive, that like in all times in American history, once we had an election, America would unite. Everybody would support the president because we care about our country. He just did not understand the deep-seated animus.
We are living in such an incredible time that the FBI would meet on record Democrats on how to engage in fraud and admit it to fraud. I mean, they are red-handed caught.
And it is a pity because, as you know, the FBI has had in American history this great reputation for probity and honesty and impartiality. But this is not meant to denigrate the men and women at the lower levels of the FBI who are the average agent. They're just trying to do their job. But at the top, This is rotten to the core. It has become a politicized...
It's become a Democratic Party whorehouse with a bunch of arrogant cucks that think they're gods.
Well, I would argue that it's become a globalist establishment whorehouse because guys like Mueller do dirty work for the Bushes and the Clintons.
And they sell out to all these offshore globalists in foreign countries. In fact, they're not Russian agents. They're not Chinese agents. They're not... They are pimping us out. They are selling us out. They are sitting there as a clearinghouse selling out the country. And look at it.
Well, they have no ideology other than the ideology of greed and power and money and control and a disdain for the little person and a disdain for open democracy. But they're not Republicans or Democrats. They're not left or right. They're just evil and greedy. This is about money and power.
Roger Stone is our guest. Before I go to break, I want you to ride shotgun with me. I have a huge whistleblower joining us. He's been proven absolutely correct in triplicate the spades. Free shipping store-wide. If you order by today, you're guaranteed in all 50 states. That means Alaska, Hawaii, that you get delivery before Christmas from InfoWarsStore.com. And if you'll just shop to get great stuff like the fluoride-free toothpaste that's so high quality as gifts, that's a great gift to give, or colloidal silver, 67% off, or Alpha Power that is just amazing for stamina, libido, energy, our newest product, really strong, really powerful. That's 50% off. Brain Force, 50% off. And so many of the other high-quality products at InfoWarsLife.com, it will help fund our operation. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip if you're getting it for yourself and get an additional 10% off. You can cancel any time. Read the thousands of reviews, an average of what, a 95. BrainForce has got a 92. That's unprecedented from third-party power reviews. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your prayers, your support. You make it all possible. And Merry Christmas. So, again, please do some of your shopping and beat the crowd. It's a win-win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that When you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're monitoring the Amtrak derailment that's killed at least three people and now over 85 injured crashing through the bridge and down into I-5 there in Washington State. Truly a tragedy. We'll be watching that. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, riding shotgun with us. But this news broke this morning, and Matt, one of the great producers, brought it to my attention and said, didn't you cover this back in March of last year, almost a year and a half ago? Or more. The secret backstory of how Obama let Hezbollah off the hook. That's out of Politico. Let them deal cocaine. Let them buy arms. Now, that's what I was told by Tosh Plumlee, CIA whistleblower. and so many others off record. So Adan Salazar wrote the article, Breaking, Fast and Furious with Secret Program to Ship Arms to Middle East Terrorists, ISIS and Hezbollah, to just destabilize. That's what Obama wanted. Now, we've got Matt Smithmack, who was retiring at the time, but he's now retired, 20-year veteran USMC. I'm not going to go over his whole background in anti-terrorism and everything he's done, but he retired as a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps. And again, he's been on judge advocate, tribunal members, and chief of staff, and so he had a really great career there. He was physically attacked when he began to whistle blow by folks from behind. And so we've had Tosh Plumlee's left the country over all this. This is very serious. But now they're being forced to admit it. So this wasn't just Fast and Furious with some guns from some gun stores. That was just the cover. And a lot of this was classified, so Matt couldn't get into a lot of it. But he could say, hey, more shipments are about to happen under Obama. We need to stop it. And here's the base they're coming out of. So he was exposing real treason. Sometimes these things take time. Here we are a year and a half later. Now Trump, the FBI, is looking into it. So, Matt, I know you can't get into a lot of details of it, but as much as you can here, obviously, recapping, and this is right in the same area that you were talking about and dealing with and the accusations you made here on the broadcast in March of 2016. So, Matt Smith, Max, thank you for coming on.
Hey, Mr. Jones, thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me back on. And yeah, I tell you, it's timely and it's truthful. As I had spoken your program before, you know, the Fast and Furious, and I can give you some additional information from February of this year onward that I'll get into. But you talk about we knew weapons were going to the Middle East when some of these groups of kids, I use that in air quotes, that the ATF and those guys had utilized. Several, more than three occasions, ran weapons through Lupo, Arizona, down Route 2 to Caborca, Mexico, where, you know, these kids who were involved in this stuff talked about meeting with U.S. government officials and people of Middle Eastern descent for the weapons going to the Middle East. You know, and about a month after that first shipment of, in about September of 2010 or so, you had the a DST commander, which like their internal security in Morocco, stating to his superiors that Fast and Furious weapons were coming into the kingdom. So, yes, Fast and Furious was what we know it to be, weapons running south, U.S. government running south weapons to the Sinaloa cartel. And save for the brave people like, Vince Cefalo and Jay Dobbins, John Dotson, who, Alex, these were trusted, respected federal agents. They speak the truth. And then they have they become enemies of the state, which is disheartening. And if I might, there was another Border Patrol BORTAC agent named William Neal Anderson. He died of suspect causes in February of this year. He was one of the people who carried Brian Terry's body out of Pet Canyon, right? And we know from the medical examiner's report that Brian Terry, when he's on the medical examiner's table, Alex, was only 90 minutes. Now, it's Arizona and it's December, but it's not the Antarctic. He had full rigor set in, right, into Brian Terry's body, according to the report. With that, you fast forward a little bit after the memorial service for Brian Terry, Neil, again, at this point, a BORTAC agent.
And again, Matt, I'm going to have you back for a full hour sometime this week or soon, because you can go over the whole story of people being killed for leaking this info, what all of you have gone through, because it's beyond a James Bond movie or beyond, some of the films we've seen about intrigue. But bottom line, you've got weapons being shipped out, being sent to the Middle East, being sent to Hezbollah, being sent to ISIS. And we now know that Obama blocked the FBI, the ATF, the Border Patrol, and all these groups in this big, thick article just confirming the whole type of stuff with these different Middle Eastern-based cells, and that Obama knew this was going on and blocked investigators, even letting them deal the drugs on the ground here in the U.S., sell the drugs here on the ground in the U.S. as part of a larger operation. So this just confirms into the whole area the outrageousness of this. This isn't just Obama, Roger Stone, turning a blind eye. That's how they're whitewashing it. This is confirming everything that the Colonel Smith-Meck has talked about, and he's trying to remember the men who blew the whistle who would end up getting dead, and they'd find in their boots, you know, at home, hey, if I get killed, here's really the story. I mean, that's the whole incredible backside of this.
Yet Joe Biden goes on CBS this morning last week and says, oh, 8 years of Obama-Biden and not a hint of scandal. Really, Mr. Vice President? What about this scandal? What about the lies and the perjury of Eric Holden, Eric Holder, the attorney general who oversaw this monstrosity?
I mean, imagine shipping out of Marine Corps bases huge truckloads of
guns to kill Marines. Yeah, exactly. It's outrageous. It's treasonous. And it's a massive scandal, which we only learned about now, not while Obama's in office.
Well, Matt, I'm going to give you the floor the last few minutes we have, but please try to book out some time to come on via Skype or phone again later in the week. We salute your courage. You've been totally vindicated. This is whole other, even giant areas, not even related to what you broke, but also related to what you broke. It's just incredible how big this was. You were seeing one part of it. How big do you think this was?
Sure, you know, again, I did see this is a small part of it, but you could put the connect the dots, and I tell you, when the telling part to me is when federal agents of character and courage, some, thank God, still alive, but the folks I mentioned, but also others like Brian Terry and William Neal Anderson, they speak up, they do the right thing, and they wind up dead because they become a threat to whatever pathetic plan was put in place. Men of courage who stood on principle, they die, and again, the families are still demanding and asking for answers, and hopefully President Trump will honor the campaign pledge against the Terry family and help us to get answers on Fast and Furious, as we need to see now as part of a larger deep state.
Well, he's trying. He is completely surrounded. They admit he is. They're now moving to killing. That's the word publicly and privately, and they're calling for the civil insurrection to begin on mainstream news to try to stop the restoration of the republic. We're in a literal fight to restore the republic from multinational interests that have seized the nation.
I had a senior Democrat operative walk up to me on the street, somebody I've known for 30 years, a very serious person, and he said to me, well, Roger, who will assassinate the president first? Will it be a foreign power or will we do it? That's the mentality in Washington right now. The president's in grave danger. There is a multi-level coup d'etat in the works.
And there's this arrogance to talk about it by all these scumbags because they think that they're going to get away with it.
That Rosenstein performance before the House Intelligence Committee was the most incredible tap dancing I have ever seen. This guy can't see the nose on the end of his face. It is so clear that Mueller is in the tank and that this is a get Trump hit squad.
All right. Matt Smith-Meck, retired Lieutenant Colonel, we appreciate your courage. Please come on later in the week for a full hour and we'll get you on Skype so we've got a good, clear connection. Can you do that?
Yes, sir, you bet. At your convenience.
All right, thank you. No, whenever you can. Thank you, sir. And again, the whole story is just incredible of the people that people keep saying, oh, these feds are corrupt. When they try to not be corrupt, they get killed. And this is Obama literally funding the radical Muslims using our money, our weapons. He didn't just do it to destabilize. He was a jihadi. He is a globalist. These people are sick
and busted.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, imagine what else is going to come out. We're going to come back and get to Scarborough and others basically calling for civil war in America, claiming we're calling for it with Roger Stone. By the way, Roger Stone just won the big defamation case that they ran against him, the Democratic Party funded. He's got Obama suing him as well. So we'll be back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Roger Stone is our guest. This all ties together. Trump is not firing Mueller. Mueller is in trouble. His whole fraud is disintegrating. So now they're going to say, oh, he is firing Mueller. So they can create all this anger and consternation and act like, oh, look, he's guilty. And they're hoping that story clouds the hearings where we've now learned the truth about the Russia collusion story being a manufactured hoax. This is confirmed in the emails, the text messages with the current FBI director. Wow, that's a great example of how Trump's got bad people advising him that that's who the Justice Department put in to replace corrupt Comey. Oh, you're getting rid of corrupt Comey. Here's the guy, the ringleader of Russiagate, confirmed he'll be your new FBI head.
Yeah, no, it's extraordinary. Notice where this story came from. Trump is going to fire Mueller. The person who puts that out is Congresswoman Jackie Speier. Speier rhymes with liar. This is a grand strategy of Adam Schiff, the rabid left-wing congressman from California, who doesn't want to end the Russian probe, despite the fact that we've spent millions of hours and millions of dollars and come up with nothing. So we put Speier out there to whip up a hysteria. Oh, Trump is about to fire Mueller. How would she know? How in the world would she know? I don't think the president has any intention of firing Mueller. Never interfere with your enemy when he's in the process of destroying himself. The guy's shorts are showing. It's clear that this is nothing but a rabid partisan takedown, infected with hate. Trump,
by the way, you just won a big defamation case in New York.
Yeah, I was charged with defaming this gadfly sore loser candidate.
Well, let's not even get his name, yeah.
No, we don't need to. But it went to a Manhattan jury, Democratic Timoney judge, six Manhattan jurors, all registered Democrats, George Soros' people financing the suit. And the court found no cause. They dismissed the case in record time.
And describe, you told me on the phone that literal Soros lawyers came in, and you said that it was like they were punched in the stomach when they lost.
Well, I had two co-defendants, Carl Paladino, who is the chairman of the Trump campaign in New York and a great patriot, and Michael Caputo, a longtime associate of mine. The judge dismissed the case against both of them based on motion, and then he let my charge go to the jury, despite the fact that the charges against us were identical. Assuming that the jury would convict. Well, the jury, those fine Americans, would be able to look beyond the fact that they don't agree with me politically, but I had no connection whatsoever to defaming this guy, and there were multiple others who may have done so. The Soros lawyers, who I believe financed this case and kept it alive, it looked like they'd been kicked in the stomach when the foreman of the jury handed the not guilty verdict to the judge.
And they admit, even in Politico, that Obama's law firm and people he hired are suing you and the president in an unprecedented case with no evidence for being Russian agents.
What's extraordinary is that the top line of the Obama NSA, Clapper, Brennan, the Islamic convert, Hayden, the guy who had the job under Bush, have filed this extraordinary amicus brief in the case, as have the top aides to John McCain.
They say it's secret. And we can't testify, but
the Russians did it. It's just a regurgitation of their same old lie. They just believe if you keep saying it over and over again, you don't need to produce evidence. We're the CIA. We're the NSA. Why would we lie? So they use their authority and their credibility because of their former titles, but they don't produce anything new. But I don't get to cross-examine them. They can butt into this case and make these false assertions, but I'm not allowed to question them under oath. Seems unfair to me.
All right. When we go to break here in a few minutes, we're going to have some surprise guests here in studio. I promised you guys some spectacular things here during the Christmas extravaganza that we'd have on Monday, part of this 34-hour broadcast that runs through today, through tomorrow with myself, Owen Schroer, and a bunch of other special guests that'll be here, like Roger Stone in studio. I haven't even gotten to the Scarborough stuff yet, and I have Craig Sawyer, a former member of and leader, not commander, but leader in SEAL Team 6. He hates when I even talk about that. The point is, he's a great guy, and he's the host of Top Shots and all his shows on TV. They have gotten authorization from law enforcement to actually follow them on the raids, rescuing children that have been kidnapped for sex slavery. And you've seen all the big busts that are happening. And behind the scenes, you know, I've been financing some of this, but they've gotten the green light from law enforcement to show some of this exclusively here first, coming up. Because what's been missing is when they bust the pedophiles, then it all goes into court and gets shut down. News has got to be there when it first begins, okay, in the raid part. Kind of like a cop show, but you're not busting winos and crackheads and, you know, hillbillies, which is entertaining, but it's you know, not that important at the end of the day compared to pedophiles. And they've got like a bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? But instead, it's helicopters coming in and so and other stuff. And so this is taking off, and you're going to get an exclusive first look at this Coming up next hour, Roger Stone will ride shotgun with us, and then we've got some other special guests as well coming up in that little short five-minute segment that's about to happen. I haven't gotten to the Scarborough yet and all the rest of it, but this is a big deal. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. The globalists have tried to shut down our sponsors. They've tried to destroy us. Despite that, we have swum upstream thanks to you, and I mean that. It's you. And so we have Christmas specials that if you want to get them and be guaranteed anywhere in the 50 states to get delivery, you need to order by today. And so we have the Christmas 34-hour broadcast limited time special plus free shipping. We're finally winning the war on Christmas. To celebrate, we're giving a Merry Christmas to all of our patriots and InfoWarriors with a special sales free shipping store-wide. Today is the day to take advantage of these sales and the free shipping to get these gifts and put them under the tree for the big day. Help support us and celebrate bringing Christmas back to America, calling it Christmas, today with these incredible specials at InfoWarsStore.com. The amazing best-selling Supermill Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Silver Bullet, 67% off with free shipping. Brain Force, that is the number one bestseller, 50% off. You love that with free shipping. Alpha Power, this is super strong. These are all different formulas. They work different for others, but males is what it's designed for. Works great with females. Stamina, libido, energy. It's so strong, I can't even take it.
Alex, I don't know how you do these discounts. They are really deep. These are some of the best deals I've ever seen. And my family, we have loaded up.
We don't just like raise the prices and then cut them. It's the regular price. That's a good price. And then when we do these sales, it's boom, boom, boom. We do them a lot now, but usually on four or five items. This is it's over like 80-something items in the store, or at least 50% off. Cell Force, amazing for your DNA, your body, your energy, antioxidants, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, the amazing good halogen. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, one of our new products. Just go read about it, folks. The Real Red Pill, 50% off. All Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste that's our best seller right now. Normally it's Brain Force. The people are really buying this to give us gifts because they feel like people all need toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. It's got the good iodine in it. It's fortified with the colloidal silver. It's amazing for adults and children. We have the bubblegum flavor, and we have the adult toothpaste as well. We've got Secret 12 Vitamin B12. That is also 50% off. All InfoWars storable foods, 50% off and free shipping. We never do that. That is the best deal. DNA Force, 33% off that incredible product. ProPure products, 25% off. And again, free shipping. Carnivore and Floralife are amazing new probiotics, 33% off and free shipping and much more. T-shirts, big specials, you name it, free shipping. Here's the USPS map for TV viewers. Guaranteed by Priority Mail. That's how we ship it out everywhere. That is Alaska. That is Hawaii. That is even, they've got like Puerto Rico and stuff, even though it's not the 50 states, but a protectorate's possessions of the U.S. You order today, you get it before Christmas. Now, most areas in the lower 48, you can even order tomorrow and still get it, maybe even Wednesday or Thursday. But if you want it anywhere guaranteed, this is the way to do it. You can also just put in the email note on your ticket, hey, this is to my uncle or my cousin or my daughter or my neighbor or my ex-husband, whatever the case is. You can send the books, the videos, the materials, the supplements, whatever, to whoever you want as a gift. And it just comes, they open it, and there's the receipt. Hey, this is from us to you. So, again, it's all there, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And, again, I then think whatever the best information warfare is, I take the money and I spend it on the InfoWar. Like, I don't have a piece of this TV show that Craig Sorge is producing. I didn't want it when they offered it. I just said, look, I trust you. You're a great guy. I'm highly recommended. Here's $100,000. And I'm not made of money. But we do it judiciously and how the spirit leads of how to take action. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. You make it all possible. This is a win-win. So please shop with us for Christmas and beat the crowds. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Top scientists.